Hey everybody, welcome to the Ground Effect Podcast, where we dive into the heart of Formula One, bringing you the latest news, insider analysis, and sharing our thoughts on the motorsport we love. So come and join us, G and Mick, as we look forward to what promises to be an exciting 2025 Formula One season. G'day race fans, we're back stateside at the Circuit of Americas, Austin, Texas. Go big or go home. The battle resumes, clean slate, here we go again.
Happy to get away from the street circuits for a while. Going to be plenty to talk about. You've got the McLaren stuff, we've got Ferrari, mate. It's all going to happen. And there's going to be plenty of action on track, as long as the TV people let us actually see what's happening on track.
Hope that they took heed of the anger over social media.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. I know who their girlfriends are now. I don't need to see them anymore.
Yeah. I don't think there's anyone on the grid that seems to swap them in and out pretty quickly. So I think we're good to go.
Yeah.
Now, also a sprint weekend. Much like last year, we had a sprint weekend here as well. So look, just that one practice session to get it right. Pirelli, they've gone with, well, the harder compound, C1, with a gap, C3 and C4 for the medium and softs.
They're obviously trying to go to the hardest of the compounds because I think we saw last year was predominantly a one-stop race. So what they're trying to do with the ultra hard, I think, is offset the lap time compared to the loss of a pit stop time and maybe try and get teams to go medium, medium, soft. To be honest, I don't think it's going to change anything. I think most of the top teams will run with the one stop.
Yeah, weather-wise, it's going to be hot.
Yeah,
but, you know, maybe a little bit of wet weather around depending where you look to your weather gods. But, I mean, things can change a lot. Last year, though, things got a little bit spicy on track. The race was eventually won by Charles Leclerc, but I do remember a pretty decent battle between Lando Norris and Max Verstappen. Plenty of elbows out. I think Lando ended up with a five-second off-track penalty. So the track is conducive to some pretty decent racing. And look, I don't think it's got to be better than what we saw last time out in Singapore, put it that way. We have to get started with McLaren. I mean, they are the talk of the town regarding team orders. Papaya rules, the Lando versus Oscar battle. We've made it pretty clear from this point out, we just want a fair, equal fight between two drivers just gunning for that world championship over the next six rounds. And we damn hope it starts this week in Austin.
Yeah, look, the team dynamics is going to be interesting. Look, we know Zach's going to come out and be all politically correct and go, nah, the team's stronger than ever. You know, I've got two great drivers in Lando and Oscar and... It's going to be that shit. But for me, we'll see how the teams stack up in the next two races, comparing Red Bull versus McLaren. I think McLaren are going to be dominant this weekend. They're going more to their style of circuit, the medium to high downforce. You'll have hotter track temperatures, provided there's no rain. Be interesting to see if they still have that tire advantage. We haven't seen it in the last few races, so that'll be interesting. Yeah, and then obviously the driver dynamics, man. Oscar, don't give an inch now. Lando, dive bomb, bro.
This is the first race since the Constructors' Championship has been wrapped up.
Yep.
So again, we're making an assumption that the team comes first from this point of view. That's done, wrapped up. Now we just want to see these two guys just properly battle it out.
Turn one, man, will be interesting if they both start on the front row. If you're on the inside, bro, you just accidentally miss the apex a little bit. Just push your teammate wide.
Well, it's got that nice long run up the hill into that left-hander turn one.
Yeah, bit of Hamilton Rosberg. Just slightly just miss the apex.
Feed him out
a little bit wide.
Feed him out.
Look, it certainly could happen. And I think now after what we've seen in Singapore, the chances of something like that happening are a lot higher.
Higher stakes as well. So that's good. On to Red Bull. The news circulating regarding there may be some subtle upgrades coming for this week. We have seen the floor upgrade over the last few weeks, or few race weekends rather. It feels like they're on top of the car, but we wanted to see how it would happen, like whether it was a, you know, track-specific advantage or improvement. So it would be a good test out in Austin. My feeling is that they're getting on top of it, well, at least from Max's side of the garage.
They've certainly looked to have closed the gap, but we always said Singapore and now Texas, especially here, more traditional style circuit, this will be the litmus test, man. This will be, let's see where they're really at to see how much they've actually closed the gap. They've traditionally been strong here anyway with Max. Have they overcome their overheating issues, the thermal degradation of the tires? They've been not as strong as McLaren, you could say. And that's where McLaren have had a bit of advantage. Also, too, being a high to medium sort of downforce circuit, I think we're going to see Max go on that lower side again, especially if the car's not quite as close as it has been. He'll be the one that takes more risk on setup and maybe tyre strategy, which is good because he's got nothing to lose. From Yuki's side, man, I'm sick of saying it, but Q3, good points. Look, he's come out and said he thinks he needs to focus more on the one lap pace. He said he feels more comfortable on long runs with the car, which is fair enough. You throw more fuel on it, maybe throw a bit more wing. Probably is a nicer car to drive, but when it's low fuel, things on a nice edge, that's where he said he's struggling at the moment. So anything less than a Q3 and a big bag of points, you need to be fifth, sixth this weekend. Anything else for me is not good enough.
Well, I think it was Helmut came out sort of beginning of the month suggesting that Red Bull are wanting to finalize the driver lineups for 2026 come the Mexican Grand Prix. And that's just a week later. So this could potentially be that final cast for drivers like Liam and Yuki to make sure that they put their best foot forward if they want to hold that seat.
Yuki's got to be cooked, man. Well, surely. Can't be in that seat next year. Surely not.
Look, I don't think so as well. But I mean, there are reports that there are differing perspectives from Mekis and Marco regarding Yuki, but probably just, you know, outside noise. Yuki, I just don't think he's shown enough. He just hasn't shown enough improvement. Yeah, he had a nice result out in Baku, but he wasn't able to then back that up in Singapore. And I think those are the things that hurts the drivers if you just can't consistently perform.
The only thing that's going to save him is the fact that he's got more experience than the available drivers they have. That's got to be the only thing. Because if you're going off performances, no way, man. You're cooked, bro.
No way.
You haven't done enough.
All right, someone that has done enough lately, and that's George Russell. Winner last time out, Mercedes, even Kimi Antonelli picking up some good points. I think it was P5, wasn't it? P5 last time out. They were pretty surprised with the performance they got out in Singapore. Do you think they can replicate a good performance out here this weekend?
Yeah. Interesting one for me, man, because I feel like they can, but then we're going to a circuit now where thermal degradation is really high because you've got these long, high-speed corners. We saw once they switched back to that old suspension that they ran at the start of the year, the car come good, but it is inherently tougher on its tyres and they seem to struggle.
Maybe that hard, extra, you know, hard compound might
play into their hands. Exactly. They're definitely one of the top three cars. Russell, man, Russell will be flying high, dude, buzzing off his win. His arms out, whatever he does. Expect nothing less from Russell, man. Quiet, won't see him. Bormy's on the front row.
Get the job done. He's got a podium. He'll just get the job done.
Well, that's it, right? Kimi, man, he's on the bounce back. He's trending in the right direction now. Apparently he had a big meeting after Monza and apparently he got a bit of a kick up the ass and he said he felt like he needed that and it's put him back on the right track. There's no reason, man, they can't be good this weekend.
Yeah, Kimi, I saw the statistics of the races outside Europe have generally been good. Any race in Europe has been essentially very, very substandard, which is quite interesting. So hopefully the form continues out in the States. Now onto Ferrari, a team that I fear will really struggle here with some of those fast, quick change of directions with that rear end. I just don't think it's going to handle it very well. Yes, Charles won here last year. Yes, it was Ferrari's last 1-2. I just don't see them factoring. I think they're going to struggle. Tire deg, getting the right height right. You've got one practice session to get on top of it. Not going to work for Ferrari this week.
Nah, man, I think it might be Dattaria Ferrari for me this weekend. It's a danger weekend, man, because they need to claw back some points to Mercedes, but I think they're in real danger of losing that third spot to Red Bull. The whole lift and coast issues with that car that they're having come Friday, they're mega. And then all of a sudden, qualifying, they're nowhere. They really need to execute qualifying because that's where they seem to be struggling and then it sets them up for a bad weekend. I'm interested to see how Charles is going to be in the media this weekend.
Mate, you just read my mind. I was about to ask you that question based on what happened last time out. Will he hold in the emotions if it is a terrible race weekend? I don't think so. I think he's going to let it all out.
Yeah, well, you should if you're not happy. Like if the car's not good. He may hold back a little bit purely because, you know, I think he needs to get some of his senior engineers back on site. Vasseur might go, hey, look, just tone it down just a little bit.
And also, I know it's a long season, mate, but there's only six race weekends left. A couple of months, just keep it together.
Yeah. Leclerc, he's always going to go more on the aggressive side of the setup. Lewis, man, just keep creeping up on that car. Starting to get a handle on it, I think, now, and he's certainly closed that gap to Leclerc. It's a danger weekend for them, because if they get gapped by Mercedes and that constructors, it's going to be hard to come back. And I really think Red Bull are a solid chance being a jump in them this weekend too.
Williams, pretty disappointing weekend out in Singapore. Be looking to bounce back. They really need to consolidate and get some good points and close off that P5 in the Constructors' Championship. We know it's big money. Carlos, he does pretty well around here. P2 in Austin last year when he was with Ferrari. Getting the handle of the car, putting some back-to-back, you know, some pretty decent results. Good recovery drive last time out. Albon, probably looking to stop the rot a little bit.
We've seen long radius corners is not their strong suit. And we know Austin has quite a few high-speed long radius corners. Look, they've shown pretty decent pace, though, as of late. Sainz, he's starting to understand what he needs to do to extract the performance out of that car. That will continue. Like you said, Albon's just a clean weekend, man. He's had two shockers in a row. Yeah, honestly, I don't know. They're a hard one for me to pick this weekend.
Around the top 10, I think. Yeah. Around, but I don't think they're going to surprise anyone this weekend. Well,
the car's traditionally not very good around here anyway. We've seen this year's completely different. They've been able to maximize the package that they have. So if they can do that, but you roll out that truck on Friday, you need to be on the money straight away.
Speaking of better execution this week is Racing Bulls, because they were the team that I think walk away possibly the most disappointed from Singapore. Isaac Hadjar, great performance, you know, good qualifying, unfortunately hindered by the engine problem just outside the points. Liam Lawson, this is a massive weekend for him because Singapore was, you know, in the lead up, practice crashes, two of them, underwhelming in qualifying. Race itself was obviously a strategy gamble, didn't pay off. As mentioned earlier, if Red Bull, what is spoken about with Marco wanting to make the decision regarding the 2026 Red Bull driver program in Mexico, there's not a lot of time. This is the final weekend to really impress. I think they're going to go well here. This will be a good bounce back weekend, particularly for Liam Lawson. I'm really confident that he's going to get on top of this one.
VCarb are my dark horse of the weekend, man. I think their pace is really underrated when they get it right.
Yeah.
For Lawson, man, we're in a part of the season now where he's gone to these tracks now. He's had some experience. So that should really help him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Can't have another Singapore. Hadjar can't have another Singapore. That car is good enough for both of them to be in the points. And this weekend, they are my dark horse.
Aston Martin, mixed weekend last time out in Singapore. In the points, P7 for Alonso, Lance Stroll, outside in P13. Still in the hunt for that P5 and the constructors, so they're still battling hard. Austin, how do you think they're going to go here? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah,
I'm actually a bit mixed.
I'm the same. They're a tough one. Like, I think they can do all right. I think this weekend, though, they're going to need a bit of luck.
All right, Stake Sauber, Kick Sauber, whatever you want to call them. Team Green, no points last time out in Singapore. But I think they're going to flirt with the top 10 this week. Bortoleto, I think he's got something in him. Hülkenberg, hopefully he can back up with another good qualifying performance, because that has been the Achilles heel all season. So, chances of Stake cracking a top 10? Tiny. For me, tiny.
I'm going to go a little bit bigger than tiny. I think they're in for a good shout this weekend. That car has been good. They just couldn't show it. Obviously, they had qualifying issues, yellow flags, and then Hülkenberg with the spin in Singapore. I don't think we'll see a repeat of Singapore here. I think they will be a lot stronger. For me, I'm the same. I think Gabby will do the job over his teammate, unless Hulk can get another good qualifying. Both of those cars are good enough for Q3 this weekend.
Alpine.
Well, they're not.
Savage. Poor Alpine. Look, it's been really disappointing lately, because I would say more disappointing on Gasly's side of the garage, because through the year, yes, Alpine has been the car that has been struggling, but Gasly had been able to sporadically put out some good results. But it seems since he signed the contract, or at least announced the extension, it's been really flat. Whereas Colapinto, since the midsummer break, again, hasn't been outstanding, but he's made a nice improvement of where he has been. I think it's going to be really good for Colapinto this week, because I think he'll get a lot of support. A lot of Argentinians will come up.
He's done well here in the past too, right?
P10 last year.
P10 last year.
It was if I remember rightly, it was quite a bold strategy, but you know, that should give him some nice confidence. Again, another driver, not a lot of races left to show his crafts. He needs to convince Flavio to keep him for 2026. 6. I have a feeling this is going to be his weekend. He's going to shine.
For me, he's looking good to outqualify his teammate for the fourth race in a row. But in a car that's, let's be honest, it's a bag. It's a tractor.
But in saying that, if you look at the constructors' title as a whole, they still have some solid points for a team that is actually last in the constructors, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, but that was all from the start of the year. This second half of the year,
that's a good point,
has not been good. Gasly's sideman's been a bit flat, and he's come out and he said, you know, he's a little bit frustrated at the moment, knowing that they haven't got good pace. They've got no pace in that car, but he's not happy with the way the weekends have been executed on his side of the garage.
Yeah, it's been very messy.
Yeah, so I think this weekend, that will be his big focus. We're getting to the stage of the season for Gasly now where he's got to rally the troops, man. He's got to, like, you know, you're in a car that you know is not competitive.
You got to stay motivated too. Like, it's really easy, I think, as a driver. You've signed your long-term contract. You're comfortable. You know you're in the shitter on the grid. And you're getting to the end of the year, obviously, with a lot of optimism for 2026. It must be hard to stay motivated, but you're completely right. You are the number one driver. Got to make sure that you rally, like you said, rally the troops, so to speak.
The whole team, man, must be going to another race weekend going, here we go, we're going to be busting our ass to be running around at the back. So if you can keep them up, don't worry, boys. Yes, you know, it's a shit up, but hey, we're all in this together. And keep that morale up, so when you get to the end of the season and you start looking forward to 2026, your morale's up there and you're like, rather than doubtful, you're confident.
Mate, couldn't have said it better. Get yourself an Insta account. Get on the speaking circuit, TED, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Get it done, mate, because he can just motivate everybody back home and make some good coin for it.
Let's go.
Tell people what they want to hear and what they need to hear, okay? And then people will throw money at you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We save the best for last because they are the home team.
The hometown heroes.
Haas, come on. Ollie Bearman, great performance out last time. He was top 10, wasn't he? He made got into the points. Yep. Ocon, he needs to stop the rot. Can they pick up some home points in front of the home crowd?
I'll give them a tiny bit of hope. They've actually have scored points here in the past, but we've seen with this car, the medium speed corners is where they struggle. Ollie's shown good speed as of late, and I think that'll continue. Ocon's side is the same with Gasly. It's just been poor execution throughout the weekend. He should be the number one driver, but if you're not careful, Ollie's starting to poke his head up around the back and make himself known. So.
And no one loves the young buck coming in and taking the territory.
Especially when you've got as much experience as Ocon has.
Okay, so this weekend, podium. Who have you got for your podium? Who's the guy that you think will surprise? And who is going to pull off the smooth brain moment of the weekend?
Podium, I'm going to say.
Keep in mind we've got a sprint race weekend. We'll just go feature race. No one cares about sprint races.
Yeah, well, a race is a race, right? Even if it's only one lap, it's still a race. So. But yeah,
technically, it needs to be a certain percentage of the laps, right, for it to be classified.
Yeah, but
got you there on the technicality, Mick.
Yeah, I think the McLaren boys will be 1 and 2. Which order? I'll just run with my bias. Oscar first, Norris second, and I think Max Mean is going to be sniffing around that gearbox, and I think it's going to be the same for the sprint race. My dark horse will be George. I mean, he has to be, right? He's been the dark horse the whole season. So continue that. My smooth brain is going to go to...
You can't say Lance Stroll again.
No, I'm just going to throw a name out there, Gasly.
For me, the sprint race, Max, and again, Papaya Boys behind. I'll go with my bias, Oscar Piastri second, and Lando in third. The race. I think Max is going to do it. I actually really think Max is going to do it. I think he can be very aggressive. He's got nothing to lose, whereas I think the Papaya boys, they will probably be a little, how would you say it, around Max, a little bit subdued. I think they're just more focused on themselves. And in saying that, I could go with the Papaya boys again with a bias, but I actually think there's going to be George Russell in second, Piastri third. The guy that is going to outperform, I'm going with bias again because it seems to be the feature of the week. Liam Lawson, he's going to have an absolute cracker, and the smooth brain moment is, I think it's going to be poor Yuki. I think the pressure and just trying to really get the weekend right before the potential announcements in Mexico next week, I think might get to him. Yeah. I think he's going to just be too aggressive. He's going to get tangled up into something. And unfortunately, poor Yuki Tsunoda gets a smooth brain moment of the weekend from me. But our predictions are extremely, extremely unreliable. Don't throw money on them. Just don't rely on them, basically. Now, the final thought. Mick, hit us with a big one. And make sure you put a bit of guilt on the viewers at home to like and subscribe, of course. I'll let you come up with something.
Jeez. No pressure.
On the spot.
It's got to be Ferrari. It's interesting times for Ferrari. They are in struggle street. Can they bounce back this weekend? I hope so. The whole dynamic with Charles, with the media. Yeah, let us know what you think, who your podium is going to be. Make sure you like and subscribe, because it really does help us out and we do appreciate it. So we can sit here and keep doing this for you and our wives aren't giving us a guilt trip. Instead of going to do things with them, we're sitting at home making videos for you guys.
Making invaluable content.
Invaluable content. Expert content.
With the most horrendous predictions.
Yeah, exactly right. So until then, we'll catch you in the next one.